Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, November 20th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Siege of Constantinople, 674 to 678. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Wikipedia, the Siege of Constantinople, 6774 to 6778. Welcome to another compelling episode of Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're diving into a fascinating chapter of history, the Siege of Constantinople from 674 to 678. For those of you who appreciate the intricate tapestries of history where technology, strategy, and societal impacts intertwine, this episode is sure to capture your imagination. The Siege of Constantinople is one of history's great military spectacles, underscoring the pivotal role of Constantinople, which stood at the crossroads of Europe and Asia. It was a battleground of empires, where cultures collided, and where innovation played a crucial role in determining the city's fate. Let's set the stage. The 7th century, a time of great upheaval and change. The Byzantine Empire, under the rule of Emperor Constantine IV, faced constant pressure from the expanding Umayyad Caliphate. This Islamic empire, seeking to extend its influence into Constantinople, launched a series of naval and land attacks over the course of 4 years. Herein lies the heart of our discussion, a siege that stretched the limits of endurance and showcased remarkable resilience. How did the Byzantines manage to withstand the relentless siege efforts of the Umayyad forces? The answer, intriguingly, lies in a technological innovation, Greek fire. This formidable weapon, often described as one of the most terrifying weapons of its time, was a liquid concoction thrown in pots or projected via tubes that could set enemy ships ablaze on contact. The sheer unpredictability and destructive power of Greek fire disrupted the Umayyad fleet and proved critical to Constantinople's defense. Here's something to ponder. Greek fire wasn't just a military asset, it was a strategic secret. The Byzantines guarded its composition zealously, passing it down as imperial knowledge. In today's world, where the race for technological superiority is ever present, what parallels do you see in this historical example? How do nations today balance the benefits of such technological advancements with the ethical implications of their use? But technology alone wasn't the sole factor in the Byzantine triumph. Another element that played a crucial role was the geography of Constantinople itself. Its strategic location, fortified by formidable walls and surrounded by water on three sides, made it one of the most defensible cities in the world. Imagine standing atop those historic walls, the very same stones that withstood the tests of time and warfare, thinking about the blend of natural and human-engineered defenses. Now, let me share a story that'll bring this siege to life. Visualize the bustling city in the midst of tension, the constant watch over the horizon for the approaching enemy, the urgency of defense preparations, and the sound of clashes echoing through the air. Every citizen was part of this resistance, every hand ready to protect their home. It's stories like these that remind us of the resilience of human spirit when faced with adversity. The siege's conclusion in 678 was not merely a moment of celebration for Constantinople, but a turning point that had lasting implications for the Islamic expansion into Europe. This 4-year conflict not only demonstrated the tenacity of the Byzantines, but also the limits of Umayyad advances before the eventual peace treaty brought a temporary cessation to hostilities. Pause for a moment and consider the wide-ranging implications. In what ways have modern societies learned from historic sieges like Constantinople? How do you think these lessons have influenced contemporary strategies, whether in military, political, or even corporate arenas? And as we reflect on this epic struggle, let's consider the broader picture. The Siege of Constantinople, 674 to 678, illustrates the intersection of innovation, defense, religion, and resilience. It challenges us to think about how we, today, harness technological advancements responsibly, the importance of strategic thinking, and the power of resilience in overcoming adversity. As we wrap up this episode, I invite you to continue exploring the detailed accounts of this fascinating period. The Siege of Constantinople is more than just a military story. It's a testament to human ingenuity and persistence. delve into the depths of history, and think about how it shapes our present and future. Thank you for joining me on this journey through time. Keep questioning, keep exploring, and most importantly, keep learning. Until next time on Wikipedia, stay curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Siege of Constantinople, 674 to 678. Thanks for listening. See you next time.